Stop. Sorry.
The Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Sorry, Kev.
Yeah. I see what you did there.
Yeah. All right. Checking in at
number five.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Mm-hmm. And Venezuelan envoy Elliot Abrams. Elliot Abrams, not exactly just the Venezuelan envoy. Elliot Abrams is one of the most significant diplomats in American history of the last half century. They got into a heated exchange during a hearing today about the military role of the United States in Venezuela. And Congressman Omar went after his credibility for withholding information from Congress during the Iran-Contra affair and how he considered American involvement in El Salvador as a success.
I fail to understand why members of this committee or the American people should find any testimony that you give today to be truthful.
If I can respond to that.
It wasn't a question.
That was not a question.
I reserve the right to my time.
It is not right.
That was not a question.
Committee can attack
on February 8th,
who is not permitted to reply.
That was not a question. Thank you for your participation.
Well, she's making a name for herself lately.
She's you know what, the Russians did her too.
I think they got her.
Yeah, I think that's the, if we want to believe that the Russians are behind Donald Trump, they're behind her, too. And I happen to believe both.
Please.
They love that. Wait, there's one more.
You later said that the U.S. policy in El Salvador was a fabulous achievement. Yes or no, do you still think so?
From the day that President Duarte was elected in a free election to this day, El Salvador has been a democracy. That's a fabulous achievement.
Yes or no, do you think that massacre was a fabulous achievement that happened under our watch?
That is a ridiculous question. And I
yes or no?
No.
I will take that as a yes.
I am not going to respond to that kind of personal attack, which is not a question.
Yeah, you know, I kind of blame the chairman here for sitting.
Letting it go on like that.
Yeah, and because that's
yeah. What do you solve by that kind of
now,
back and forth?
I mean, I do know that these are contentious things, and that all of these whether it was,
they're grandstanding in a lot of cases.
Yeah,
you're not looking for answers.
Happens
you're just
all the
looking
time.
For.
But she's not having the best week.
No.
Right? So.
No.
And I'd like, thank you, Vladimir. Another one. Another big win for Vladimir Putin. All right. Checking in at
number four.
President Trump held a pool spray today. It's not as fun as it sounds. That is when.
You don't have big inflatables or anything?
No. That's where the cameras are invited in, and he stands there, or he sits there, and he answers a bunch of questions.
It can be pretty good, though, in terms of how fun they are, depending.
But he was not clear about his intention to sign this bill that is going to be coming before him now that would avert a government shutdown. He was sitting next to the Colombian president, Iván Duque Márquez, who had a great ERA, as I remember, back in the day. And he was asked about the recent indications that he's going to approve the proposal despite the lack of federal funding for as much federal funding as he's looking for his wall.
I appreciate all the work the Republicans have done because they're really going against a radical left, and they're going against it very hard, and they're fighting. But we're in very good shape, and we're going to take a look at it when it comes. I don't want to see a shutdown. Shutdown would be a terrible thing. I think a point was made with the last shutdown. People realized how bad the border is, how unsafe the border is. And I think a lot of good points were made, but I don't want to see another one. There's no reason for it. And we're going to look at the legislation when it comes, and I'll make a determination then.
That was amazing. And also in that spray today, mm-hmm. he said that he took full responsibility for the last shutdown. And it was a good learning moment for everybody. Yeah.
Huh.
Like, really? Really? People loved it. It was great. I mean, it was, you know, what was wrong with it?
Well, they definitely seem, they will do everything to avoid having it shut down again. Even the president is saying that.
Yeah. All right. Well, get to your three, your two, and your one, and we'll find out everybody's pitch speed coming up. But first, Kim, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
A legendary American company about to go public.
Mix Sunday is your official night to tour the city, watch Chicago's best at 10 p.m., then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events. See Chicago 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV.
Top 5-5 continues.
Number 3.
Jussie Smollett, the Empire star.
Yep.
That was involved in that. It was attacked brutally, and he says it was a racially motivated attack that happened a couple of weeks ago right here in downtown Chicago, right around the river in Streeterville.
Yep.
Is speaking publicly now to ABC News. He sat down with Robin Roberts. It's going to air tomorrow on Good Morning America, and said in part this.
I'm pissed off.
What is it that has you so angry? Is it the attackers?
It's the attackers, but it's also the attacks. It's like, you know, at first it was a thing of like, listen, if I tell the truth, then that's it, because it's the truth. Then it became a thing of like, oh, how can you doubt that? Like, how do you not believe that? It's the truth. And then it became a thing of like, oh, it's not necessarily that you don't believe that this is the truth. You don't even want to see the truth.
Well, that's really not true. The police want to see your phone. That's what
they do,
what this
or at least phone records that aren't so heavily redacted, because that was what the police said, that it wasn't corroborating some of the information because he wasn't giving them the information that they would need to corroborate it.
I would make the argument to Mr. Smollett that this isn't that America's not ready for that truth, or people don't want to see that truth, or people wouldn't believe that a young gay African-American actor would be threatened or even attacked for being any of the above.
Right.
In this era, in any era, but in this era, you know, that does seem like a moment where that seems more possible than it would have been a few years ago. The issue is not that. The issue is that the details are scant, and there is if he wants to get to the bottom of this, and I get that police put 12 detectives on this. You see all the TV commercials. They don't have 12 detectives to put on this. And they put 12 detectives, and they have looked at thousands of hours of closed-circuit television to see all the movement for the hours leading up to the attack and right after the attack, hours after the attack, to see what's going on in the street within a 10-block radius of where the attack happened, so they could see if there were people loitering 2 hours before. And they haven't been able to find any of that. And there's cameras. There are so many cameras in the
area. Cameras everywhere, places you would never imagine. And he defined them as two people wearing MAGA hats. That would be pretty easy to spot, even on those grainy cameras.
And they're not real grainy. The pictures that we have seen, the two people that are persons of interest, you see only from behind, and they are in, you know, it's very cold
those
night
that
night.
Those are hard to make out, whoever those people are.
Right. You'd never be able to figure that out.
No, but he's hired a PR firm, a crisis management PR firm, and they're the ones who set up the interview for ABC News. So
he has also hired a famed Chicago attorney, too.
Familiar. Two.
Who might that be?
Mm-hmm. Can't say. Jimmy Fallon last night talking about the El Chapo conviction. It's going to send him away to prison for the rest of his life, potentially.
Hey, guys, hear about this? Today, a jury in New York convicted Mexican drug lord El Chapo, and now he's facing life in prison. I'll have a joke about this after I'm 100% sure he's spending his life in prison. Just so you know, I'll be the first one there. Actually, El Chapo's jury took 6 days to reach a verdict, 1 day to deliberate, then 5 days to change their names and move to different states.
It's only half kidding. We had someone on the show yesterday, Jack Riley, who was threatened by him. And there was another person I saw, another federal law enforcement official, who was at the trial with people guarding his safety, because he's been threatened as well.
Yep.
Means business.
And finally,
number one.
Kamala Harris, you know, she's a senator from California, wants to be president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
She sat down with the Breakfast Club which is a radio show out in New York.
Yep.
And explained why she has decided to run for president. And she also touched on where she stands on marijuana legalization, and that's where it got kind of interesting.
Have you ever smoked?
I have. Like and I inhale. I did inhale. Okay. It was a long time ago. But yes.
I know you have to go. They say you have to go. I just wanted to
just broke loose.
I mean, what, was it in college? Was it a blunt or a joint?
It was a joint.
Hey.
Yeah.
You remember the high?
I do.
So if it was legalized all throughout the country and medicinal, would you, you know, do it?
Listen, again? I think that it gives a lot of people joy, and we need more joy.
We need more joy in this world.
What were you listening to when you was high? What was on? What song was it?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, definitely Snoop. Tupac, for sure.
The only problem is neither rapper had their music out when she was in college.
Yeah.
I hate when I mix that up.
Now, you know what? It was either when I was in college or 2 weeks ago.
Who would know?
Really?
So she never actually smoked. She's just trying to make up a story so she seems cool.
Could be. I don't know what to make of that story.
I don't know what
to
make.
She was trying a little bit there.
That's not the Kamala Harris that we see at those Senate Judiciary Committee hearings.
With the prosecutorial style,
right,
where you're just trembling.
Yes.
If you're being up for confirmation for something.
Will the witness please make eye contact with me?
The parent trying to be hip and cool with their teenage kids. Yeah, I was cool back in the day. Hit a joint as well.
Listening to
totally
Snoop.
Cool.
She sounded a little... but maybe stoned right there for that thing. And it was also, she got a little flirty with them. Did you notice that? It was kind of, she kind of came down. It was a little like, I just want to be, I just want you to look at me as super cool right now. And I might be totally stoned.
It's kind of like late dinner conversation, you know, with your buddies. You had a few. You just start saying stuff.
Right.
Start saying stuff. Random topics keep popping up.
Yeah, I was listening to Tupac when I was in college, even though Tupac was 5 when she was in college. Oh, man.
She's in a pantsuit.
I had a Tupac poster in my dorm room, even though he was in diapers. Yeah, she's like older than I am.
I don't know.
Now I'm old. I think that's the point. All right.
54. She's 54.
She's 54. Oh, mm-hmm. So she's my age. Yeah, she's still older than I am.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that wouldn't have. Way past Tupac.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I mean, I would have. I remember when I was in college, there was no Tupac. We'd buy a two-pack. Yes, there was a two-pack, which is when you got 2 6-packs of beer, and that was called a case or a half case. Huh. I don't know. The whole thing was confusing then. I could do this. I'd like to go on that show and explain that to them. Yeah, so we would do Natural Light or sometimes Bush Light. I got it in the bottles because I like the little bottles. Now, I eventually did go to the long necks because I thought that made me look cooler.
Actually, I think your party days would be an interesting part of a show.
and
Grant Porter and those people.
When did they end? All right, let us. Do you mind if we
no,
stop
we
this
should
and again,
stop.
Move on? Okay.
The top 5 at 5.